We are learning Masechet Ksubos, Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the bottom of Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis. In the Mishnah discussed different schusim the father had on her daughter, and a husband has on his wife. And it says in the Mishnah that a av is zakoy b'metziyosa. The father is zoyche in the metzias of his daughter. His daughter, who is a ketanu, a naira, he is zoyche in her metzia. And the shaila is, what's pshat in that? The reason is because of Eva. What does that mean? So Rashi explains, since he's not technically mechuyev in her mezaynus, especially when she's after 6-7 years old, like we'll see in the Gemara later on Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph, so he's not really mechuyev in her mezaynus. And he's giving her mezaynus anyway, he's giving her food anyway. Therefore, if she did not give her father the metzias, then it would cause Eva, it would cause bad will, and therefore the Chamud were masakin that he gets her metzias. That's how Rashi learns what the Eva is. Tosfos says a different shot. Tosfos brings down Rashi's shot. Says Pirush Kuntos Kibim Einachayev Mizonaseha Yemeres the metzias laatzma Ika Eva Veloy Zayin Lo. He's not going to give her mizonis. And the Rinner a different shot. Eva the metzias Hanashleik the Shena LeManuvel Mukashkin. We want to keep them on good terms that he shouldn't marry her off to someone who is a manuvel mukashchin, and therefore we want to keep them in good terms. Therefore, we give the metzias to the father. It says weiter in the Mishnah, the ma'aseh yedah, the father gets his child's ma'aseh yedah, that she works, the money goes to the father. Manolam, what's the makar for that? Don't know who know rav. Menayin shemaisa abas la'av. How do you know that the handiwork, the money that the bas makes, goes la'av? Shenamah says in the pasuk, v'chim ka'ish es bitay la'amah, that la'amah is the extra word, v'chim ka'ish es bitay la'amah, someone sells his daughter to be a maidservant. So we darshan, the hekesh to'amah, ma'amah ma'isedeh la'rabah, just like a amah that's simple, that anything she does, anything she works, goes to her master, af bas ma'isedeh la'aviyah, same thing, a daughter also, is ma'isedeh, her work goes to the father. The money she makes goes to the father. Maybe dafka ketana, who you could sell, that's where you have a hekesh to ama. Aval naira locha is that a naira, a father cannot sell a naira. A father can sell a ketana, but once she gets shtei sairis, locha, she goes out free from her master. And the locha is, and the kavachemer, the mormon kavachemer, that if she goes out at that time, of course you can't sell her. So a naira lamatza mazmala, maisi de lidav, it should be hers. So Gemara, no, Mestavra, it's Mestavra da Avihava. Even by Naira, it's not a Svara, while we say that it belongs to the father. The Ma'aseh Dayan belongs to the father. Why? What's the Svara? These are the Ma'aseh Dayan love the Avihah. If you hold that the Ma'aseh Dayan don't go to the father, if you hold don't go to the father, so Elaha, the Zachar Rachman al-Avim is your Chuppah. We know there's a Chus for the father to give her over to Chuppah. Like we learn in the Pasuk, it's Biti Nesat Lishazah, which teaches us that you could give over, like Rashi says, mashma, and that day, when you're giving her over the chuppah, you can't do work. So, so it's a raya that he's the bailim, he's the owner over her ma'aseh yedah, because he could give her over the chuppah. So the first Tosfos, the Rambam, the Zachi, handles a shayla like this. He says, even though Rashi said before, it's very possible to learn the pasuk as bitin sati, we had on Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis, the pasuk as bitin sati can mean while she's a ketana. I gave it over while she's a ketana, now she's a gedolah. So what's the raya that you have a right to give her over to a chuppah after she's already a naira? So Tosfos answers that was only before we knew that the father had a schus and kedushin while she's a naira. Once we learned out from v'yotza chinam and kesef that even the father has a bialis, even after she's a naira, so once we know that, so then the pasuk is bitin sati goes to talking about that, and then even for chuppah. That's Tosfos one pshat, Tosfos has another pshat, because Tosfos means a raya from Moitz Hashem, Ra'ayin Tosfos, Akaponim, we know it's bitin sati l'shazeh, means even when she's a naira, the father has a right to give her over the chuppah, and the problem is, mevat ma'aseh yedah. So it's a raya, he owns the ma'aseh yedah. So the Gemara has a kasha on this raya. It's not a raya. Parach avachoy eimad yolis charpakata. Maybe echanami. When he gives all the chuppah, he has to pay her for the money that she's losing because she's missing work. Inami the most level leila. Or maybe she got married at night. You gave over the chuppah at night, but she's not missing any work. Inami the most level shavos v'yom tayvim. Maybe you married her off on a Shabbos and Oyantif, and there was no malacha there. So it's not a raya. He owns the malacha because he gave over to the chuppah. Maybe there's no malacha that either because you are paying her for the bitul malacha, or because at night or Shabbos v'yom tayvim. So it's not a raya from that. So Tosfos right away asks that, what do you mean? How can you give Rav a chuppah of a Shabbos v'yomtiv? We pass in Maseches Medid Katan that ain noisim noshim v'chayel shamayid, because ain ma'arv simcha v'simcha. You cannot marry off a girl on yomtiv because ain ma'arv simcha v'simcha. So how can it say what's going on? It says yomtiv over here. You're not allowed to marry someone off on yomtiv. So Tosfos answers that it's talking about a case where you married her off an hour before yomtiv. That it has a din yontiv agavi isa malacha because Tosefes yontiv is deraisa, and therefore it's a time when she can't do malacha. But on the other hand, it's not considered yontiv agavi im varm simcha v'simcha. Im varm simcha v'simcha is only if it's yontiv mamish. Tosefes Shabbos, so Tosefes yontiv, this is what you're talking about over here, is a case, Tosefes yontiv is only the isa malacha. And this aside of this Tosefes is used a lot all over, that the din Tosefes yontiv or Tosefes Shabbos, whatever it's the game for that, is an iser malacha. Not that it has the mamash of full kedushas Shabbos v'yomtiv, as an iser malacha. You see, for me like that, there's still a din, even though it's din, ma'arv simcha v'simcha, but you could make a simcha in that hour, even though it's an iser malacha. Al Kaponim, it's a famous Tosfos that's brought a lot in Legabi, the dinim of Tosfos Shabbos v'Tosfos Yomtiv. But back to Agamar. Agamar wanted to say a svara that the father owns the ma'isiyah deha of a naira because he gave it over to a chuppah and a vatlo from a malacha. And the Gemara said, no, it's not true. It could be it's in a time where there's no malacha anyway. Ella, so how do you know a naira, you get their ma'isiyah deha? It's more like this. Ella ketana lo tzuchakra. You don't need a pasuk to tell us that if a ketana, you get the ma'isiyah deha. Hashto zivuni mezamala, you could sell her ma'isiyah deha mabayi. You ever tell me you get the ma'isiyah deha? It's possible. If you can sell her, of course you own the ma'isiyah deha. So what's the extra word la'amah? Elaki itzukra l'naira. The extra word la'amah is a karcha for naira. Like Rashi says, v'afakav itzukra v'ketana ksiv. Miu kra yaseiru. It's extra pasuk. L'ksiv la'amah. L'kushe bas la'amah l'keisha d'naira. So he's coming to tell us that even a naira, you get the ma'isi deim. So the bottom line is that the reason why a father gets the ma'isi deim of a ketana naira, ketana is because of svara, if you can sell her, then vada, you get the ma'isi deim. And naira is from the extra word amah. It said further in the Mishnah that a father is zeicher in the afaras nedarim of his daughter. His daughter makes a neder, he can make for the neder. As long as he hears it, b'yom shamay, on that day, he can make for the neder. Menal, and how do you know, even by naira? The chesiv says in a pasuk, v'nara abeis avia. This pasuk is in the parasha of nedarim, and it says, eila chukam hashiva Hashem es moishav in ishtar v'n avla bita v'nara abeis avia. Even when she's a naira, you have that right. U'makabel es gita. The halacha is that he can makabel her get, as long as she is and ketana or naira, and pashtus means before nesuim, pashtus. Menala, like Rashi said in the Mishnah, in the zgarishim and the erisim, the kaidim shabagra, Rashi says, abagra, oinisis, shuv, ein l'rshusba, after nesuim, there's no rshus anymore. Akaponim, so, makabalas gita, menala, what's the makar? The chliv, yatsavai says, it's just tiyal avaya. We make a hekish, the yatsiyal avaya, it's just going to avaya, which is vishas kedushin, the father has the right. The same thing when it comes to Yitzio, which is a get, he also has the right. He also has the right. Something more right. Ve'ina oichel peris b'chayah. The father, if the daughter gets a Yerusha, and she has these properties that are producing peris, producing money, the father does not eat those peris. Just like Rashi says, you make a skula, you put away a skula, you make an investment, and you keep it there like a trust, and the father does not eat the peris. Toner Rabbanon, ha'av, ain't oichel peris, b'chayi b'itin. The father does not eat peris, like Amisha says, father does not eat the peris, b'chayi b'itin, the life of his daughter, until he's Yerusha's daughter. Abbezir Huda, ha'av, oichel peris, b'chayi b'itin. The father could eat peris, b'chayi b'itin. So what's the machlek? It's my commitment. Tanakam, Savar, Bishlam, Abal, the Kinel Rabbanon Peri. We understand that a baal, a husband, eats the peris of his wife, of nechus malug. The wife brings him properties. The halacha is that the husband eats the peris. What's the pshat? Because we want him to free her if she gets captured. If he doesn't eat the peris, then he will not free her. Because it costs a lot of money to free a wife. It costs a lot of money sometimes. And he's not going to want to pay for it. Therefore, we masakin, the rabbanon masakin, that he gets the peris. And therefore, he'll be happier to free her, because we'll have the money for it, and it won't feel bad spending all that money to free her. Ela'av, ma'ik l'meim mimlei parak. You want to give him the peiros, because if not, he won't free her. But la'vach parak lo. This is his daughter. Of course, his daughter, he'll never let his daughter stay by the captors. He'll redeem his daughter for any money. You don't have to give him peiros to make up for that. That's the shita of Tanakama. Rav Yosi, and that's the sheet of our Tanavah Mishnah also. Rav Yosi, Rudusava, Av Namirle Parak, Av also might abstain and might stop from redeeming her. Sava, he says, Kisa Nikita Eloi. Take some different Avsha. She has a lot of money. She has a big trust fund. Let her take from the trust fund. And I didn't get anything from it. I'm not going to free her. That's what he holds. Even a father would say that. Unbelievable. Even a father would say that. He would say, I'm not redeeming her. Let her pay for it herself. Al Kaponim. That's the Machlaikis, and our Tana holds like the Tana Kama of this Brisa. And it says further in the Mishnah that Nisus, that if they get married, then it's a different story. The husband has bigger kaiches than the father. Yes, Allah Baal Shu Echel Peris. The Baal not only has all the other schusim, but also he eats the peris of his wife. Yes, Allah Baal Shu Echel Peris Bechayah, Bechayah Bezenesel, or Purkano Vikfurasa. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Tana Abana. Cost of law payrois ksus the kalim shivoyim or base avila base baila. Bishas the kedushin, bishas the erisin, the father, they wrote a ksuba. Not always do you have a ksuba bishas erisin, sometimes only has been assumed, but they wrote a ksuba bishas erisin. And they wrote in the ksuba, the father wrote, and that he's going to give an adunya. He wrote to the husband, he's going to give him a tathlim, like payrois and ksus and kalim. And they wrote some erisin. That was the case, they put it all in the ksuba. And she died, Mesa, and the Isha died. Loi zocha baal dvar malalu. The baal does not get, the baal does not get these things that are in the ksuba. That's pasha. The baal is not yerish his wife. Locha is the arus is not yerish arusa. Only after nesuin is a husband yerish the wife. But here it's in the ksuba, and the ksuba is working even mishas erisin. So maybe he would get the stuff that are written in the ksuba, that are written that they're bringing into the household. Maybe he would get that. Kamash lo andas tanakam lo zocha abal v'dvar malalu. Mushiram nosan om zocha abal v'dvar malalu. The baal is zoicha in the things that are in the ksuba. So the Gemara maybe is telling the following machlokes tanayim. Leim plukta the rabba loza ben azar rabbanu kamefiki. Tanan learned to the Mishnah. Nes armelo oynes garsha. If a husband dies or she gets divorced, beim min asum beim min erisin goyve esakol. You collect the entire ksuba, even to sefes ksuba. A lot of times a husband will write more than the 200 zuz, more than the 100 zuz. He'll write extra stuff in the ksuba to give to the wife. So halach is, if the husband dies, Simon and Asum, Simon and Erison, or there's divorce, go ahead and you collect everything. That's Tanakam holds. Rav Eliezer, Ben Azariah, Oma, Oyma, Min and Asum, go ahead and call. From Asum, you collect whatever it says in the star. Min and Erison, you only collect Basula, go ahead and Messiah, Mana, Mana. You only collect 200 or 100, whatever the Iker din ksuba is, that's the only thing you collect. But the Sefes ksuba, that the wife does not collect. Why? So the bride says, right, the reason is, for the cost of law, Ella amnas the kainsa. The whole reason they wrote this in, the only reason the husband put that to Sefas is, only if the chibas the soon, only if the soon, only if they're going to get married. If they're not going to get married, he does not plan on giving all that money. So why do you get the 200 and the 100? Because that's not telling his rotsin. That's the karas chum of a ksuba, and a ksuba works when erisin. But the sefer ksuba, we have a chazaka, he only writes it, I'm not the kainsa. So more was a taina. This machlekes, well, isn't a zayim and rabbanon, is the same machlekes over here by the nedunya. Lamanda amaloi zacha, lamanda amaloi that by the nedunya, that the father of the kala writes into the star, and the kala dies. So lamanda amaloi zacha, girl, is a zayim, holds that the whole ksuba is only for chibas nasun, only for nasun. Mandam azacha, and Mandam says, you are zayim, karabonon, who holds, the rabbanon hold that ready from erisin already, you get the whole sefer ksuba. So same thing, you get that he gets the nedunya if she dies. So the Gemara says, no, it's not true. Like the kuli amikar was nazaria. Everyone knows that there was nazaria, that if they sefek suba, and that's takar halacha, that they sefek suba, you only get from, this is Rashi speaks out, that both holy girls are nazaria, but that's halacha like him, that you only get the mono o mesayim when he dies mina erisin. Because the whole sefek suba is only mina nesuin. So everyone holds that goes on nazaria. So mandam aloy zacha, mandam holds that the husband is not getting the dunya karav lezer vazari. Also karav lezer vazari, only from the suan and on do you get the full extras in the ksuba. Well, mandam amar zacha, the man says, you are zacha, so why is it different? Ad kan lakom rav lezer vazari, elemidi dey lidido. But lezer vazari only is talking about cases where he is adding on to the ksuba, giving to her. Shalei kosav la elem nas the kainsa. That's pasha, that the husband does not write extra for his wife. It's only amanas for the suan. More than that, he's not giving anything extras. He's only giving extras for Asun, not for Erison. Avol midido l'didei, but that the father is giving her daughter for the shidduch, That's a filler on the Zaria Moida, the Mishum Echtunihu. That's because of the Shidduch, because of the Shidduch, the Machatonim kind, the Shidduch alone, that he is willing to marry her. That's enough. You don't have to have the extra chibis as soon. The Mishum Echtunihu. Vach Tarlai. The Maisa, they had a Kedushin. They had engagement. And therefore, this Pashid, even if it was on the Zaria, he wants to give it. We spoke about before that even though Arus is not Yerush the Arusa, because Pshat in the Dunya is that that he's, according to this Madama at least, is that the father is writing this Adunya for the husband. He's giving it the Matana to the husband. It's nothing to do with Yerusha. It's not Pshat. He's giving it to his daughter for him to Yerush it. He is writing the Ksuba because it's a present for him. And therefore, we're saying that here, even in the case where they never reach the Suan, still, that money will go to him that he wrote in the dunya, and it's not clear in Rash. It's not clear in the sugya why pick stafka payris kusu kelim not karka. Maybe it's a chiddush. Even such a thing is called on a dunya, but that's a shaila. It's not clear. But like, if it comes out, it's machlekes if she dies. Mina erisin, does the husband get all the dunya that's written in ksuba or not? And it's not totally in this machlekes. But because we pass the husband on a zara, the guy with a ksuba, that he only gives the extras only after Nisun because the Chiv is Nisun. But here it's different because here the father gives to the daughter just because of the Chatuna, and here they had the Chitun already.